Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
A death in the family was the wake-up call former Wild Man Josh Brolin needed to get sober. RadarOnline.com can reveal the No Country for Old Men star candidly spoke about his sobriety journey and how his grandmother's death inspired him to clean up his act when he was 45 years old. Brolin, 56, recalled his last night binge drinking during an appearance on Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast. The Goonies star's history with alcohol and substance abuse dates back to his teen years. As Brolin put it, some who struggle with addiction issues talk about hitting bottom, but in his case, he was at rock bottom, and, far worse than that, when he was just 15 years old. Looking back on his last night drinking, Brolin revealed there was a hit and run at Del Taco in which he woke up on the sidewalk. He added, "I didn't know where my car was, and it wasn't that rare. That was just, you know, the 400th time that it happened." While the jarring experience had become so normal for him, it ended up having a profound impact on his sobriety journey. Brolin explained he was actually supposed to be visiting his 99-year-old grandmother, who was on her deathbed, when he woke up on the sidewalk. He recalled, "I was supposed to have picked up my brother and taken them because I was the one in the family that put everything together and structured everything and controlled everything. Anyway, I woke up on the sidewalk, went inside. My brother called me. 'Where are you?' Picked him up, walked into that hospital eventually. After finally making it to the hospital, a final interaction with his grandmother rocked Brolin to his core. He said, 'Everybody knew when I walked into the room, picked her head up and looked at me and smiled, and that was it. I was done.' I said, 'If this woman could get through 99 years on life's terms, how dare me?' Danson replied, 'That's a great phrase. On life's terms.' Brolin continued, 'On life's terms.' I said, 'How dare me?' And I was 45 years old and I'd gotten away with a lot, been in jail 9 times, done a little bit of whatever. So I thought, I wonder if I could do that half of life like that and then do this half of life like this. Then I get to live 2 lives and not just one." 8 years later and Brolin is still sober and has stayed out of trouble. When Harrelson asked if he was dying to have a drink, the Sicario star quickly answered, "No." He added, "I feel like something's been cultivated in me that I helped cultivate that my life now is better than my greatest romance of any drink I could have. I actually like my life. Not that I didn't before, because I loved it before, except when I would write indecipherable texts. That I didn't like that. Have a tip? Send it to us. Email radaronline.com at tips@radaronline.com.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.